Joining me online now from BC Hydro is Gary Murphy. Gary is the Chief Project Officer for the Smart Meter Project. Gary, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
I had this last couple of weeks an experience that most British Columbians are going to experience if they haven't already over the next short term, is smart meters were installed in my home, and it made me think, I wonder what they're doing with those smart meters. So I started looking online a little bit, and it's a big change for you guys, changing how we measure our electrical consumption.
It sure is, and you know, it's really a foundation for the transformation of the utility industry in many ways. You know, not only do we have to replace these meters because the existing ones are becoming obsolete and ultimately will no longer be manufactured, at least in a way that is cost-effective for us, we can leverage the advances in technology that have been made over the past 4 or 5 plus years and really provide some pretty significant benefits to our customers.
Well, when I was going through looking at the different cables that run into my house, thinking what I need and what I don't need, because we are increasingly moving to a wireless world, I quickly came to the realization, as I'm sure you're aware, that there's only one cable that I really do need in my house, and that would be yours, sir.
Yeah, that's the only way we know how to get electricity to you safely right now.
Safely. There are options? Sounds exciting. So the basis of the smart meter, what does it mean to the consumer? I mean, bottom line, we hear about the big picture things that it's going to save you X number of millions of dollars, and it's significant, the cost saving to the province. But what is it? Let's start with what it's going to mean to the consumer ourselves.
Sure. Yeah. So let's get it to how it really impacts people in their day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the cool features of smart meters is that it notifies BC Hydro when it has an outage. You know, currently customers have to call BC Hydro for us to know that you're out.
Yeah, and we're always wondering, am I the only one? Has somebody else called? So you're offloading that. We don't have to call Hydro now?
I would always want to call, and I think utilities would want you to call as well,
mm-hmm.
because often customers see things like, I just saw this large flash outside my house and my power went out. Well, that would be really relevant information to have.
Yeah.
But we know there are times, and many times, in fact, where customers simply can't get to the phone, or they're not at home when power is lost because they're at work.
Or thinking of cottages and things like that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You could imagine people in remote areas of the province that are losing power and they have a freezer up there without a backup or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great to know, you know, that, hey, I lost power and it's not coming back for 3 or 4 hours and maybe I need to do something differently.
Okay. So that's number one is notification of outages almost instantaneously for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how does it send that? It's a wireless transmission, the communication grid, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's pretty neat. It has a small capacitor in there that has enough energy to send what's called in the trade a last gasp. So as the meter is losing power, it recognizes that and sends off this last gasp signal to BC Hydro, and we pick it up in our network operations center. And imagine you were looking at a large Google map on the wall. And up would pop a little red triangle with a exclamation point at your house saying, hey, this guy has lost power. Let's go look into that.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting that information graphically. Are you sure it's not a red unhappy face if it's a last gasp?
Well, maybe so. We haven't actually fixed the icon yet. But
yeah, you got to get those emoticons in there. Good. Keep going.
Hey, the corollary, by the way, to the last gasp is that meters tell us when power is restored. And frankly, that may be a more significant benefit in many ways, because when we're working on outages during storms in remote areas of the province, many times we think we fixed every customer in an area because we solved a major, you know, tree limb issue or something, only to drive away and find that we get customers calling us hours later saying, what happened? All my neighbors are back on, but I'm not.
Okay.
And we'll know, you know, that customers are still, you know, left without power before we leave an area. That's going to help improve our performance, reduce our cost, increase our safety, and certainly satisfy our customers.
Okay, so that's number one. Is that seems like a pretty good reason. What about some of the other? What about the actual reporting and the accuracy? I was stunned when I was looking through some of the details, and you actually commented that the existing meters aren't all that accurate. How inaccurate are they?
No, the existing meters actually, and all meters in Canada, need to comply with Measurement Canada standards.
Mm-hmm.
The meters that we have today certainly do comply.
Okay.
The meters that we have today also comply. And maybe there is enhanced accuracy. The real issue around the older meters is that As our meters age, they enter into a meter sampling program. And when that sample meter fails, then the entire lot of meters associated with that test meter need to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
We replace 45 to 50,000 meters a year, you know, on average right now, and that number is increasing as our meter population ages. So now we're putting in place very accurate meters that are not going to have those challenges. And time to work into a program that makes sense for us.
That's interesting. So a lot of these meters were going to be replaced anyways because you had to do it as they were aging. You had an ongoing program of replacing a lot of the meters.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a regular program that we're involved in, and our meters go through a normal upgrade process. Even though you'll find we have meters that are 50 years old in our system, you'll also find a couple of newer generations as well.
Okay. Now, how does this save us energy by having smart meters?
Well, there's a couple of ways that contribute to that. I'll focus on the customer first, then grid operations first.
Okay.
On the customer side, smart meters are going to be able to provide more granular usage information other than getting a bill every 2 months, in which one of those months is estimated.
Mm.
So what we'll be able to provide on a secure website for you to be able to log on and see your hourly consumption for your entire billing period and prior periods and compare it to a neighborhood average, for example. You'll be able to see how much energy you're using when and be able to ask the obvious question, why am I spending so much money on electricity when my neighbors, who have pretty much the same house as me, are not spending that amount of money? Or how can someone, you know, spend so much less than me? Now, remember, that information is all secure. You don't get to see what your neighbor is using. This is all.
But you get to see your neighborhood average.
You get to see an average, an aggregate of a neighborhood or a postal code or something that we can easily grab to be relevant to a customer, you know, living in their home.
That would be useful information because I often wonder. I have two houses, and I'm always comparing the two, but they're very different designed houses. And I have tenants, obviously, in one, and I live in the other, but I'm still always looking at the bills going, why is this one more? Why is this one less?
Well, you know, and what's been shown over and over again, Steve, is that when customers can get timely feedback, their behaviors change. There's been numerous pilots and numerous programs underway in North America, especially in the States, that have been driven by demand response programs or generation constraints to basically put these tools in hands of customers. And they have been successful, and the feedback mechanism really works.
Now, is this going to feed into allowing us to consume electricity when the power is cheaper and allowing consumers to choose? Is that part of the – is that available now, or is it part of the roadmap?
No, it's not available now, and it is not part of the current roadmap. In fact, BC Hydro at this point in time is not capacity constrained. And I've been listening to Minister Coleman's position on this issue. And said, you know, we ought to be looking at this, but it's going to be really some time out before we really have to worry as a province generally that there's a capacity issue where there's insufficient generation to meet the periods of peak demand. We're not there yet, but a lot of customers have told us how helpful this will be for that two-tiered rate system that we have in place.
Mm-hmm.
And many customers up north in the colder parts of our province, you know, they start running into that second tier pretty quickly up there. And they're looking for some feedback mechanisms to help them understand what their estimated bill is going to be at the end of the month, what they can and think about what they can be doing differently.
I didn't realize we actually have it. So we actually have a ceiling on the amount of power that we're using in different regions, and then we pay a higher rate once we hit that ceiling?
It's actually a bit different. A two-tiered rate system, that means that once we consume a certain amount of energy in total,
mm-hmm.
then the unit cost for that energy, the kilowatt-hour cost, goes up.
Oh, okay.
And that was introduced as a conservation mechanism because we're more energy-constrained in the province rather than capacity-constrained, which is, you know, satisfying peak generation.
Okay.
We're trying to look at things we can do to reduce energy intensity, overall energy usage.
Okay. So it's as opposed to washing your clothes in the middle of the night, we're more concerned about getting more insulation in the house or putting in double-glazed windows.
Well said. And someday will we ever have to go there? You know, we'll look at it. And if so, we'll vet it through all the appropriate channels and BCUC and everyone else But that really looks like it's off in the distant future at this point in time.
Okay. And so for the consumer, going the access that the information that you're going to want to sign up for, Hydro always offers us with their ability to go online and look at your account online. So that information in that web portal is going to provide richer and richer content as we move along.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. And every customer that has a smart meter will be able to access that information on a secure portal beginning of April 2012 next year.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. We'll get you back on to talk about that. So I'm going to let you wrap things up by talking about what this means in the big picture to the entire grid.
Well, sure. One of the neat things about grid operation and energy efficiency is that, you know, we have to purchase a lot of energy in order to deliver quality power to the last customers that are out there in our province. And we're not utilizing all the energy we can in the most efficient way we can. Smart meters provide us with voltage information that can be used in conjunction with other devices on the grid, like capacitor banks and voltage regulators and low tap changing transformers, to help us regulate the voltage so that, in fact, we need to purchase less energy for grid stabilization in the future than we do today.
So you're not firing more energy down in one area than you need because it's they're getting good throughput, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember, you know, what gets measured can get managed. If we don't have the tools today and the visibility into how to optimize grid performance, we simply don't, like most utilities in the world today. But those technologies associated with VOLT-VAR optimization, it's called, or VVO, are moving very aggressively with these programs because the payback is very substantial. And you know what? Customers don't have to change a thing about how they use energy. This can all be managed through BC Hydro's Operations Center, and it's part of our longer-term smart grid strategy. Smart meters provide us that voltage information to help us do that job better.
Good. Well, you said that customers don't have to do a thing, but I think we should all take this opportunity to think about how we're using energy, take a look at those smart meters, take a look at the information online, and see if you can't become part of the solution.
Absolutely. That's a huge, huge upside that is going to change the way we use energy, for sure.
For more information, bchydro.com. They've got lots of documents on the smart meters. And smile and say hi to the smart meter installer. Make them feel welcome.
Thank you so much for that.
Gary, thanks for your time.
Take care, Steve. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.